In addition to the members of Congress, all of the 43 Democratic state senators have called for the governor's resignation, as well as dozens of Assembly Democrats. The Assembly Speaker, Carl Hastie, has authorized the Judiciary Committee to begin an impeachment investigation. But Cuomo, in a conference call with reporters, says he still has no intention of leaving. He portrayed himself as a victim of cancel culture.
People know the difference between playing politics, bowing to cancel culture, and the truth.
Cuomo also cast doubt on his accusers' intentions, saying there are often many motivations for making an allegation, and he condemned the more than six dozen Democratic politicians who have called on him to leave.
Politicians who don't know a single fact, but yet form a conclusion and an opinion, are, in my opinion, reckless and dangerous. The people of New York should not have confidence in a politician who takes a position without knowing any facts or substance. That, my friends, is politics at its worst.
The governor expanded on a denial that he first made on February 28th when he said he did not sexually harass anyone. Since then, the Albany Times-Union reported that a female aide is accusing the governor of aggressively groping her after she was summoned to the executive mansion.
I never harassed anyone. I never abused anyone. I never assaulted anyone. And I never would.
Cuomo says people need to withhold judgment until they have heard all the facts. And he says he's going to cooperate with the Assembly's impeachment investigation, as well as an ongoing probe by the state's attorney general. But he says he's also going to keep working, negotiating with the legislature on a budget that's due in 2 weeks, and continuing the state's vaccine rollout.
That is my job. That's why I was elected.
The governor said he planned to work with lawmakers over the weekend on a measure to legalize adult recreational use of marijuana, another indication that he does not plan to resign anytime soon. Meanwhile, the state's lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul, made a public appearance, virtually, at Catholic Health in Buffalo, where she received a dose of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Hochul says she wants to convey that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is safe and just as good an option as the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine.
And I'm aware that in certain communities, there's been a hesitation about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. People are talking about this on social media. People are spreading rumors, lies. And I'm here to tell you that I have 100% confidence in the safety and the effectiveness of every one of the three vaccines that are available.
Hochul, as in prior appearances she's made in recent days, did not mention Cuomo's name. The event was closed to the media, and she did not answer any questions on the sexual harassment scandal or the nursing home controversy surrounding the governor. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.